You notice how your inner experience ebbs and flows, and your commitment, my friend, is not to change yourself, but to be with yourself. Hello, this is Susan Piver. Welcome to my podcast, Ask Susan, where I have the privilege of answering your questions about meditation practice.
Hi, Susan. I've been following your group for about a year now. I'm fairly new to meditation. I've absolutely found the best peace of my life in the presence of just being. However, I come from a background of repression of any feeling that is deemed negative, anger, sadness, anxiety. I notice when I meditate and have those feelings, I can't relax into it and stay with it. Do you have any recommendations for staying with an uncomfortable feeling?
I do have some recommendations, and I thank you for that question. And I also feel the pain of being denied the so-called negative emotions. And it's so hard when you're taught to think, I shouldn't feel sad, I shouldn't feel angry, I should only look on the positive side, I should only have nice, kind, sweet feelings. And of course, you're a human being, so that is not going to be the case. Positivity police, stand down. There is nothing wrong with negative emotions. It's easy for me to say, I know. I know they're not very comfortable and they don't feel so good, but all emotions, positive and negative, are different flavors of wakefulness, and none of them need to be feared. So just for what that's worth. So when it comes to working with your own aversion to negativity or feeling bad about yourself when you feel certain negative things and thinking, oh, I shouldn't feel those things. And then you probably think, well, why not? I do feel those things. And so I'm going to feel them. But no, I shouldn't. So I was told that I should only be positive. And then you get caught in this sort of vortex of dialogue with yourself, where one part of you is going, do it. And the other part of you is going, don't do it. And it's like the angel and the devil on your shoulder, and they're fighting. And poor you in between is not sure where to go. So I can't tell you how to handle this in your post-meditation life, but in your meditation life, what you can do, this is actually an amazing gift. I know it doesn't feel good, but it is an amazing gift because it's a very active and prevalent mind state that you can witness. So when you're sitting on the meditation cushion, you place your attention on the breath. And then when you notice that you've become absorbed in thought to the point where you have totally forgotten about your breath, as you may recall from the instruction, you label that moment thinking. Oh, I'm thinking. And you let go and you return attention to the breath. So say you're in this very situation meditating and you become absorbed in a negative thought and you notice that. Well, you call that thinking. And you let go and come back to the breath. And perhaps immediately there's another thought. You shouldn't think that. Well, you also label that thinking. Let go, come back to the breath. The next thought may be, oh, you were good at that. That's good. You can do this. You can be negative and it's not the end of the world. You call that thinking also. Let go and come back to the breath. So you ride the waves of comfort and discomfort, positivity and negativity, feeling good about yourself, feeling bad about yourself, feeling confused, feeling hopeful. All of that is included in your meditation practice. You allow it all to be there. This includes, of course, your inner struggle with negativity. Rather than trying to fix it or argue with it, it's more like you welcome it as a weird cousin that you have to have over for the holidays. And you're like, oh, there's that thing, that struggle that I always have with myself, thinking, let go and come back to the breath. Where we exacerbate the problem is when we start to fight it or argue with it or feel bad about ourselves or good about ourselves. That's what causes the stranglehold to tighten. So no problem. When you notice that something you've been taught to repress is present anyway, then you just see that. Oh, something I've been taught to repress is there anyway. And if what you say to yourself next is, that's bad, then you say, oh, I just told myself that was bad. Or if you say, oh, it's no problem, you just say to yourself, oh, I just saw that that's what I did, and so on and so forth. So in other words, you ride the waves, as I say, and you notice how your inner experience ebbs and flows, and your commitment, my friend, is not to change yourself, but to be with yourself, step by step, moment by moment, breath by breath. This is what our practice is for, not to turn us into, I don't know, perfect angels, but to turn us into perfect versions of ourselves. And yourself happens to have this dilemma of positive versus negative thoughts and feelings. So embody that, be with that, and know that who you really are is way, way, way bigger than that. That is just a small part. So I appreciate you so much for asking this question. I wish you well. Fight the good fight, sister. And if you have questions about your meditation practice, please go to my website, susanpiper.com. Click on the Ask Susan podcast icon, and you can record your question. So I'll get to hear your voice, which I really, really like. And if you want to learn to meditate, you can also go to my site and sign up for the Open Heart Project. It's free, and I send you a new meditation instructional video every week that is 10 minutes long. I really look forward to practicing with you.